You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June 22nd, 2020, a council member in Seattle says the shootings happening inside the CHOP protest zone are to be blamed on right-wing extremists. She has no proof, but it sounds good. Take the onus and the concern away from any on the left doing any of the shooting. And of course, the left is always against guns, right? Yet, they've had members of their CHOP group patrolling with guns and sending out tweets and information asking for anyone coming in to please bring guns and ammunition. What is going to happen? What is going to happen when we finally make a decision? Somebody makes a decision. We got to go in and dismantle this and take control of it back from these anarchists. Businesses are already leaving, being chased out. Business owners living in fear that they're staying there. Families living in there that are being fearful of moving around. Because police are only coming for a true 911 call. They had one the other night, and police couldn't get in. A shooting inside a mass group, and one man ends up being dead, another wounded. Police couldn't even get to the scene. They couldn't get to the scene to help rescue. Turned out a member of the CHOP medical team, as they call it, and others rushed the shot victims to the hospital. One died. Then they had another shooting last night. Second shooting in less than 48 hours inside the protest zone. And then in Chicago, over Father's Day weekend, at least 100 shot, 14 fatal. Last weekend in May in 2020, they had 85 shot, 24 fatal. More deadly in the last weekend of May, going in Memorial Day weekend, but here's Father's Day weekend. Not that much better at all. Deadly weekends across the nation. And we have folks saying, defund the police. Get rid of the police. So the question is, if you have to call 911, if you get rid of the police, who are you going to call? Your local crack dealer? You got a gun, come on over and help me. That what you want? That's what you're going to end up with, my friend. We continue to defund police. And police officers say, why should I do my job if I'm always going to be under attack, not only legally, but in the streets? You know what is happening? When we have these lootings taking place in the cities, any place that has guns is a common target for the looters. Are you surprised? Of course you're not. Dozens of firearm store owners in an area of Washington, notice that during the rioting, that's the first thing they were going for, obviously. Some of the store owners trying to stand by their stores and prevent anyone coming in. An Ohio store was ransacked by rioters, and she is trying to cooperate with police, trying to help find who did it. It was a cupcake store. My God, a cupcake store. And she's now giving information to police, and she's getting threats. You're going to get hit again. We'll burn it out. We'll destroy you. There's a report that the group Anonymous and their Antifa affiliates have hacked 10 years worth of data from police departments across the U.S. They claim they have hundreds of thousands of law enforcement sensitive bulletins in their hands. Bubba Wallace, the only black driver in the NASCAR Cup Series, a noose was found hanging in his garage stall the other day. Investigation underway now to find out who put it there. Trump's 2020 campaign manager is saying yesterday it's the media that kept down the crowd size in Tulsa. Said it's the media trying to chase everyone away, fear and so forth. Said it makes us wonder why we bother giving credentials to them when they're not going to do their job as professionals. Another Trump rally coming up tomorrow night in Arizona. By the way, the estate of rocker Tom Petty wants the Trump campaign to quit playing that hit song, I Won't Back Down. They did it again in Tulsa. They say, stop it. A new Zogby poll shows a majority of voters believe Joe Biden is in the early stages of dementia. Their opinion, 55% think it's likely he's in the early stages of dementia. I don't know if that's true. Could be he's just not able to keep things together, but if it is for that, I pray for him to deal with it the best he can. Don't like to see anyone go through that. Not even your worst enemy. We'll find out as time goes on.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Tom Wellington and his staff at Wellington Environmental have certainly been busy over the last several weeks, making sure businesses and hospitals and nursing homes are clear of COVID-19. As you begin to reopen, try to restart your business, I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. They can come in and assess the situation at a very reasonable cost and make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And even after you're open, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to contact Wellington Environmental. And not only for COVID-19, for any other threat, mold, any toxic situation. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. In business for 30 years, you know they're doing it right. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're not going to let this happen in Seattle. If we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor's either going to do it. Let the governor do it. He's got great National Guard troops. He can do it. But one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city.
And yet they continue. The words of President Trump about 10 days ago. After the anarchists took over six square blocks of Capitol Hill in Seattle, at that time designating it CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Now they've changed the name to CHOP, Capitol Hill Occupation Protest, or something like that. I really could care less. The way what they've done, I would label starting with an S, four letters, you fill in the blank. But President Trump said, we can't allow this. And he kept saying, you better get control of it. If you don't, it's just going to get worse. We've already had reports numerous times about news crews actually being attacked. In fact, one of them attacked while he's standing out there trying to say, this is probably just a street fest. And one of the occupiers said, don't you call it a street fest. We're here about more bigger things than just a street fest. Another reporter saying you might see during the daytime all the sidewalk painting and holding poetry readings and singing kumbaya and spray painting graffiti of their signs and their logos on whatever they want in that zone. But nighttime comes and things change. We know that from this last weekend. A shooting Saturday. Two men shot. And police had said, we'll only come in if we get a responsible, and I don't mean responsible, but a legitimate 911 call that obviously means police are needed. And I think a shooting would be one, don't you? Well, someone did get the word out to police. We need police in here. Police tried to come in. They could not get to the shooting scene. They couldn't get to the shooting scene. And the so-called CHOP medic team got both men and got them to a hospital. One died at the hospital. one in critical condition, last report. Would the one who died in the hospital, if he had been helped by police and ambulance crews, fully trained to administer on the site, do you think he might have survived? We will never know, officially. And then they had another one last night. I want to remind you, if police could not get in Saturday night to the scene, no one knows who did the shooting. No one knows, and apparently was it the same shooter last night? Or is it others? And some of them may be just accidental, because these are leftists who don't like guns that are in there. And yet they keep saying to folks, if you're coming, bring some guns and ammunition. We need that. Because they're looking to have a standoff. What do they want, Waco all over again? They may don't know how to handle weapons properly. They could be accidentally shooting each other. We have no idea of knowing. And we do have a member of the Seattle City Council saying, I know it's right-wing activists that have infiltrated the CHOP zone. They're the ones responsible. She doesn't know diddly. But it makes for good copy. And that's what you're going to hear come out a lot. Oh, it's got to be these right-wing people who have infiltrated. So the president said 10 days ago, that would have been, let's say, June 11, 12, somewhere in that area, we can't allow this to happen. And on that same day, the response came from the Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkan, in an interview she did with CNN's Chris Cuomo. Here's how she described the takeover of a part of her city.
We've got four blocks in Seattle that you just saw pictures of that is more like a block party atmosphere. It's not an armed takeover. It's not a military junta. We will make sure that we can restore this, but we have block parties and the like in this part of Seattle all the time. It's known for that. So I think the president, number one, there is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional. And the fact that he can think he can just tweet that and not have ramifications is just wrong.
The president didn't say anything unconstitutional. He said you need to get control of your city. If the city can't do it or won't do it, and the governor can't or won't do it, then I will step in and I will nationalize the National Guard troops, and then we'll send them in to bring peace and restore peace. So far, city of police not doing it because they're under orders to don't do anything unless you're called in, and then you may or may not get inside the zone. And don't forget, police had abandoned a precinct headquarters in that same district. And the police chief said, I didn't like it. I didn't give the order. It came from up high. Let me see, who would be up high? That would be the mayor, I would think, at the very top. And the mayor says, I didn't order it to be abandoned. Of course, she's still the same one who's saying, it's just a street party. We're going to make sure everybody's safe. Well, you did make sure they were safe over the weekend, did you? And you're not doing anything for the safety of those inside. You know what the response is on some of those inside? There's a Seattle man being quoted that lives in the CHOP zone. And, of course, the Seattle police chief had said last week there's no cop-free zone in the city, and yet they're not inside that area. And they're not going in unless they're actually called. They're not even going in on routine patrol and looking around. They're just not doing it. So this business owner, I should say this guy who actually lives there, a resident, said, we're just sitting ducks all day. Now, every criminal in the city knows they can come into this area. They can do anything they want as long as it isn't life-threatening. Police won't come in to do anything about it. And his remark was made before the shooting the other night. So even if someone is in a life-threatening situation, police either can't come in or won't. The same guy said, I saw a burglar break into my courtyard, steal a bike. Called the dispatcher. They said nothing we can do unless someone's life is in danger. He said, I saw the same guy a few days later, made eye contact, called 911 again, and again told police will not respond to that kind of action at this point. And yet the police chief saying if it's a life safety situation, somebody injured, shots fired, that kind of thing, we don't have any choice, we're going in. But again, that was said before the shooting the other night, and what happened with the shooting the other night? Police couldn't get in. They're being blocked off by a horde of crowd. Wouldn't let them get near. So the police never got to really investigate that shooting. And then you had the one last night. Let's go back to what President Trump says, what you need to do in Seattle.
If there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you had in Minneapolis and in Seattle. I mean, let's see what's going on in Seattle. But I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out.
So he's taking a hard line. Those, again, his words about 10 days ago. After the CHOP zone, CHAZ zone, was formulated by occupiers. That's a hard line, but I would expect that from him. I would expect it from any law enforcement officer. I would expect it for anyone sworn to protect their citizens. Except leftist mayors and governors. They'd much rather see, well, let's see which way the wind's blowing. A lot of folks now want to get rid of police, defund them anyway, and take money from them. And if you don't take enough money, then you're going to have protests as well. The Portland, Oregon mayor had actually pushed to have money taken. But it wasn't enough, so they started protesting and making noise there. The Washington State, a Washington State mayor, Olympia, city of Olympia, was all fine with the Black Lives Matter protest until vandals attacked her home. And then it hurts her home, and all of a sudden, nah, that ain't right. That's domestic terrorism now. New York City, where we've seen a crime spike also because all these folks talking about defunding, getting rid of police. And they haven't been able to do much. And on top of that, they have these new bail laws in the state of New York. Then unless you actually kill someone, you can molest a child. And they'll arrest you. You don't have to post any bail. They'll just let you go again. And a columnist, Carol Markowitz, I'd quoted the other night for you, that said the crime in New York City is happening amid all these calls to defund police. And it's happening. It's happening, as she says, primarily in black neighborhoods. And she added, that's why white activists are pushing this defund the police idea, because it's not happening in their neighborhoods. If it did, they'd want to triple the police on their streets. Therefore, go back to the Olympia, Washington mayor. She's all in favor of it until it comes to her front door. You want to live in a CHOP zone where the police are not being allowed in? You want to be in there when the police or somebody finally decides we've got to go in and take it over? As President Trump says, you've got to get tough. And don't forget, I want to say 2, maybe 3 days after all this happened in Seattle that they took over the zone, the governor of that state said, I don't know anything about this CHOP zone, this CHAZ zone. How the hell does a governor not know? Is he that far out of the loop, Governor Jay Inslee? Are you that stupid out of the loop? Or are you just trying to say, well, you can't put this on my hands because I didn't know about it? He had to know about it. Even if he weren't informed through official sources of his chain of command, he had to know about it, right? And don't forget, these folks want what they want, and anything less is not going to be enough. I mentioned a moment ago in passing what happened in Portland. The Portland mayor did agree, okay, I see your point. Let's go ahead. Let's cut money from our police department. And they're slashing $16 million from the Portland, Oregon police budget. They have a $245 million budget. $245 million. You take $16 million out of that, and yet, they are demanding $50 million. That's not enough. You got to cut more. So they rallied outside that mayor's home. If you don't do what these folks want, they will come for you. And you got too many weak-kneed, cowardly Democrat mayors and governors who won't stand up to it and put a stop to it until it comes to their door. So again, the other day in this Chris Cuomo interview, Mayor Durkin of Seattle, Chris Cuomo said, look at what the president said about getting tough and you got to dominate the streets, got to dominate the streets. And Chris Cuomo asked Durkin the other day, about 10, 11 days ago now, after she's already said it's nothing but a block party, he said, why do you think Trump is being so forceful in his wording and talking about dominating?
I think it shows a complete lack of understanding of why people are in the street. They're in the street fighting a system of domination, and he doesn't understand that. I think he says dominate because he is totally does not understand what is happening in America, and he is desperately trying to start the old fights and the old divisions that put him in power in the first place.
How long do you think Seattle and those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have the summer of love.
Summer of love. That was before the shooting over the weekend. Two shootings in less than 48 hours. And she wants to say President Trump doesn't understand what's happening? There's another Seattle business owner that says, I've lived in Seattle 38 years, 38 years. I've seen the crime rate surge over the last 3 years. I've seen homeless, drugs, and gangs take over our downtown, not to mention destroying property. It's happening here in Seattle. No consequences. A judicial system that's a revolving door. He said, we reached a point here in Seattle, honestly, on the backs of all of us, outside tax-paying citizens. All you see is plywood, particle board, stores boarded up. No chance this door or this town will come alive again. And then he says something. And then he says something that you would think the mayor of Seattle would take to heart and understand and listen. You would think. This is a tax-paying citizen. I'll tell you what he said when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. Redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So let me set this up again for you. You got a Seattle business owner. Said, I've lived in Seattle 38 years. And saying over the last 3 years, I've seen a crime rate surge in Seattle. Homeless, drugs, gangs taking over our downtown, not to mention destruction of property. Said, it's happening here in Seattle. No consequences. A judicial system that's a revolving door. If you're a store owner or a restaurant in Seattle, these are very, very difficult times. Now, he said that he had a meeting with the Seattle mayor earlier this year, in February, at a dinner. He said, I voiced my issues at that time, and the mayor said, call me, I'll put you on a task force. He said, I haven't heard back from the mayor. That was February. What's that, 4 months ago? He said, I haven't heard anything back, and despite calling numerous times. No, the mayor is giving more attention now to those who take over part of her city and trying to make sure they're all happy and have what they need to be in control of six blocks of their city. Oh, I should clarify. They did. The occupiers did decide to adjust and pull back to just three blocks. They were making a compromise. You think they'll go to the extent where now they say, okay, we'll just leave? Anyway, the business owner says, Speaking for myself and for others who have restaurants or other businesses, I can tell you Seattle is going to experience a mass exodus. You push that tax base out of Seattle, there will be less money to go to police because you have less tax money coming in. And how's that going to work? Well, it's a way to defund the police. What the hell? That's what they want, right? It's this utopia ideal that these folks are drinking that Kool-Aid and they're all buying into it. But it's going to reach a point where you're going to say, enough. This part of the city, even if it's three blocks, we need it back. We need it back for the businesses. We need it back for the citizens. We cannot have you continue to hold it. Now, what is going to happen when they reach that point? Can you imagine? Even if it's Seattle police that have to do it. And I would bet that when they decide to make the move, if they ever do, they're going to also have help from the National Guard called in, maybe under the direction of the governor. It would be his decision. And if he doesn't, then maybe the president will activate the National Guard and send them in, or even full military troops. Can you imagine it playing out like something out of Fallujah? House-to-house fighting, building-to-building. Some of these leftists inside now that suddenly love guns and believe in borders, don't want you coming inside their border, and will use weapons to kill. And, of course, you got gangsters and thugs in there anyway. And you got some who are just, man, I'd love a good firefight. I'd love to be in a good firefight. You want to be in a firefight? Join the military. But no, they're not in for what's in the country. They're in for what they can do for themselves. And, of course, we continue to have the rush around the nation to pull down monuments, especially Confederate monuments. There are members of the black community who are saying, don't do that. It serves no purpose, and it's wrong. You'll hear from them when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm not sure pulling the statues down is the right thing if we now don't get the lessons to understand how we can learn from those things so we don't repeat those mistakes of the past. You know, they say history, if not studied, we will often repeat it.
That, the words of Ben Crump, attorney in Houston, black man who's representing the George Floyd family. And as he said, I'm not sure rushing to remove Confederate monuments the right thing to do. As he said, if we don't keep that in mind, we're going to end up repeating mistakes of the past, because if we don't study history, we will often repeat it. I know you must have heard that numerous times, and I think it's true, and so does Ben Crump. Ben Crump has represented numerous black families who have lost loved ones at the hands of white police officers. And the highest profile case now being the George Floyd case, dying on Memorial Day while in police custody after Officer Derek Chauvin continued to press his knee into the back of Floyd's neck despite Floyd saying he couldn't breathe. It was horrendous. No one that I know of that I respect is saying, oh, they did that correct all the way. Not for 8+ minutes, no. No, there's no way that was done correctly. But, of course, then the rush is, pull down anything that represents the establishment and or anything that might be tied to mistreatment of black Americans or blacks in general. Let's put it that way. And, of course, the easiest target is the Confederate representatives. generals and so forth, and of course slave owners of the past at a time when, I'm not saying it's right, but at that time it was accepted and standard. It was never right. But this nation is the only nation that took an action and actually had a civil war over ending slavery. It still goes on in numerous countries around the world, and in particular, African nations as well. Numerous tribes taking others as hostage and using them as slave labor. That documented over and over again. But let's deal with just what we have in this nation. We have had across the nation, long before this date and the death of George Floyd, protesters vandalizing and destroying Confederate monuments, and some which have no ties to the Confederacy, such as George Washington. The night before Ben Crump, the attorney for the Floyd family, made the statement you heard, in Washington, D.C., a statue, of a senior Confederate officer, Albert Pike, was toppled and pulled down. In cases, some areas are saying, let's go ahead and remove them and put them somewhere else. But you also have those just trying to destroy them. Thomas Jefferson statues being one of them. Ben Crump said, the thing that I have found is that citizens of color are not always given that same due process, so I think it should be fair for everybody. It should be fair for police officers, just as much as I believe it should be fair for citizens, whether they are black people, white people, brown people, or red people. I want to stop right there. Ben Crump sounds like a man of my own thoughts. All lives matter. All lives matter. As he said, black people, white people, brown people, or red people. Then he goes on to say, we have to make sure that when we quote Thomas Jefferson's words, that all created equally, that we honor those words in America by saying we want equal consideration and equal justice under the law for all Americans. Ben Crump again saying this idea of tearing down Confederate monuments, his words again.
I think we have to figure out how to honor people who have done things that are beneficial to society. And if they did things that were not beneficial to society, that we can examine in the lens of having a broad view of what we believe as Americans represent the best attributes of our national identity, then we should look at that. Whether it should be a situation where if we keep statues up like that, we tell the history of that individual so people will know the whole story.
That is exactly what we should be doing. It's history. Let's just take a sports analogy quickly. Pete Rose. Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. I have no problem if you put an asterisk and say Pete Rose convicted, you know, that kind of thing. It's part of history. Just add the part that still is part of history. Don't just whitewash it. Now, you could say that a lot of these statues and the way, and of course, the time put up, they were honored and revered as heroes. We all understand that. But it also was a time in both the North and South, people. Black people, men, women, children, treated and traded like cattle on an auction block, in slaves, and I should say in chains. It's a horrendous part of our history. But by God, I want it to be right there so you can discuss it. And I told you the other day, I heard so many people say, I didn't know anything about Juneteenth. Didn't know anything about Juneteenth. Trump was being torn apart by the media saying, well, I made it famous. No, he didn't. He did not. Donald Trump did not do it. Someone sent me a quote from Obama that he had apparently said that he didn't really know about Juneteenth either at some point. I don't know if that's right. Didn't have a chance to check it out. But I'll tell you this, in Texas, when I took history, and that's a few years ago, Juneteenth was part of what was being taught. Teach the history. Doesn't mean you identify with it or that you even support it. I mean, do you not want to know about the Holocaust? Should we just stop discussing the Holocaust because it was so horrific? Sometimes you have to look. You have to look at the nasty deeds done and examine them. You know another person stepping forward, another black leader, who says, don't tear down these things. See, they had the Chicago statues of Christopher Columbus vandalized repeatedly since the death of George Floyd. Christopher Columbus, making the point that, well, he was hurting indigenous Americans when he came. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, says, don't tear the statue of Columbus down. And also basically saying, don't vandalize it. She said, we need to look at this as Columbus Day parade organizers inviting people from different backgrounds and political perspectives, a people's celebration. We need to step up and try to unify. We can use this as a moment to find common ground. This is Lori Lightfoot, a strong liberal in Chicago, and certainly not one I would say would be leading this charge, but I'm going to give her credit for this. She says, let's have honest, hard conversations about the real truths of our history, but let's do it in a way that provides people with an opportunity to speak their truth, to recognize the hurt and pain so many have suffered. That's what this moment is all about. I remember a few years ago when they started talking about tearing down statues and Columbus statue and some others in the Chicago area, and I remember some of the residents in one neighborhood, black neighborhood, they were being asked, what do you think about this statue, and turn it down? And I remember a quote directly. I tried to find it in our files, and I just couldn't go back that far in the time I had, and that basically a black resident at that area said, and I'm going to paraphrase, makes no difference to me. That statue has never done anything to hurt me and did nothing to enslave me. And I heard the same comment just this last weekend from a black friend of mine. We were having breakfast, and we started talking about this, and his remark was, no statue has ever put me in chains. No statue has ever been responsible for me being denied or pulled over by police. But it's just an idea of tearing everything down. Now they're looking at the Teddy Roosevelt statue in New York City Museum of Natural History. They want to move it. They have, I should say, for the American Museum. It's a pretty tough statue as you start looking at it. It shows Roosevelt on a horse, and beside him, a black man on one side, walking with him. On the other side, an American Indian, I guess it's meant to represent. Some of these are tough. And then in California, they've also decided in San Francisco, they toppled the statue in Golden Gate Park of the Junipero Serra statue, a Roman Catholic priest who founded 9 of California's 21 Spanish missions because he forced Native Americans to stay at those missions after they were converted or sometimes gave them brutal punishment. While all this is happening in this country, what do you think is happening around the world? What's happening around the world should be a lesson to where we're going if we don't begin to put a stop to it. I'll take you to Germany for that story when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. USA.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's a memorial to Black Wall Street. That's in the Greenwood District of Tulsa. Over the weekend, with the Trump rally in town, some of the residents say, I don't want it used as a photo opportunity by the Trump administration, so they placed a tarp over it. The tarp was placed by Tiffany Crutcher, the twin sister of Terrence Crutcher, a black man killed by a Tulsa police officer in 2016. The editor of the online Black Wall Street Times in Tulsa said this is not a photo op. It's a place people come to pay respects to people who died a horrible murder from racism. This is sacred ground. I would say anyone who wanted to face that should be dealt with. Same as the persons that decided to put White Lives Matter on the statue of Arthur Ashe, the legendary black tennis player, period, who was black. Let me put it that way. But there is a rush across the nation. And it's not just across the nation, but in the nation we've had Ulysses Grant also targeted. Tear it down, cover it up, graffiti on it. Grant, of course, the U.S. president, after he was a general who finally beat the Confederates and ended the Civil War. He beat the Confederates, and yet his statue has been targeted. I mentioned Junipero Serra, the priest that founded so many missions in California, tearing his statue down. Also in a San Francisco park, a statue of Francis Scott Key, the one who wrote Star Spangled Banner, because Francis Scott Key owned slaves at one point. The founder of Yale University was a trader in various goods, including slaves, and he was a slave owner. Yale University. Think they're going to change the name of Yale University? How far do you want to go with this? How far do you until you wipe out any connection to history? And there are those calling out to cancel Yale University, the title, the name. And in London, Black Lives Matter demonstrations in London targeting Abraham Lincoln because he was connected to the Confederate War, right? Well, do they not know that he was a president who led the war to free the slaves and assassinated for doing so? Doesn't make any difference. Tear it down. Mark it up. They've also done the same with British wartime leader Sir Winston Churchill. And in the midst of all of this, you know what's happening? In Germany, in a German city, they are raising and honoring a statue of Bolshevik communist Vladimir Lenin. He posed as a champion of national and ethnic minorities and their right to self-determination in his revolution, but then, of course, invaded neighboring countries, Georgia, Poland, crushing those in Ukraine, and yet they're raising a statue in his honor. Looking at a quote from U.S. Congressman Steve King, who said, and I would agree, statues of Jefferson Davis, General Lee, Columbus, Washington, Jefferson, Francis Scott Key, General Grant, St. Junipero Serra, all torn down while a statue of Lenin is unveiled in Europe? This is a war on Western civilization. Lincoln is likely next. Well, in fact, as I said, it's already happening in London. Attacked the statue of Abraham Lincoln because he was also associated with the Confederate Civil War, War of States. How do you want to describe it? But they don't know the history enough to know that he was the one who moved forward to keep the Southern states and press them on either their claim of state rights versus slavery, however you want to define it. I'm not going to get into that. It's such a big, you can argue points all day long, but the bottom line is, it's another part of history. And yet they didn't get it over there, and I'm sure many in this country, they don't really know. I guarantee you many don't know. And it's not just whites who don't know. It's also black Americans who don't know. And if you're going to wipe out the history, then no one will know. I do go back to the comment of the man I was telling you about I had breakfast with the other day. A black man echoing what I'd already heard from a guy in Chicago some years ago. Not one of those statues has done anything to enslave me. I don't really care. They're not bothering me. They're sitting there. You want to tear down the Washington Monument next? Then maybe they do want to tear down the Lincoln Memorial, too. What do you think? All right, well, we're off and running for the beginning of this week. I do appreciate your listening. I also encourage you to go to the Facebook page if you missed anything. Share it with your friends. Get them on board to start listening. And put it on your calendar for tomorrow. We'll be back. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.